My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. Sunday fun day. It's time for another episode of Talking The Flash. I'm Mike of iWatchMike.com. I'm going to be recapping, reviewing, giving you my thoughts on the Tuesday episode, October 25th, The New Rogues. I know some of y'all are going to be like, Mike, you're always behind. That is what happens when you have a two-year-old son. I have to pick and choose on when the good time to watch the shows and then try to, like, take down a few notes to watching YouTube videos to surprise eggs. It all comes together, and it's very challenging, but it's fun as hell. But, yeah, I'm here. Sunday. Everybody's out of the house, and now I can record a few shows. The New Rogues. How did I feel about this episode? I liked it. I did. It was great seeing Snart in the episode. I'm a big fan of Snart. Even though I don't watch, what's the show with all of them in it? I tried. I'm not going to lie, people. I really tried to watch all of it. I just couldn't get into it. Yeah, it just wasn't saying, I don't know. I'm not even going to talk about it. Was it something about tomorrow? I don't even know. My mind just went blank for a second. But either way, it was good seeing Snart. The metahumans, I thought they were cool. I thought the dude that traveled through mirrors, Mirror Master, was dope. The Vertigo chick, I mean, it's a cool mutant power, I guess. But, I mean, she was cute. But I don't know about her. Maybe it's because she didn't really get to use her stuff that much like the Mirror Master did. It was cool to see Barry train Jesse. I am happy that Jesse has got her uniform on. She looks hotter and cooler. So it was good to see them train. Wally's an idiot. Yes, Wally is an idiot. Now, I know, wait, he's an idiot in the beginning of the episode, and then towards the end, he's like, screw it. I'm gonna make out with you, Jesse. But yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Like, she likes you, and you're like, I don't want to get close because you're going to your Earth, too. And I'm like, what, Wally? Get it together. Okay, if you don't have your mutant powers right now, then you might as well get a little sum-sum from Jesse. Come on. But he pulls through at the end of this. Let's see here. The whole Cisco Wells, Caitlin thing when they're going through the resumes of Dr. Wells from different Earths. I thought it was cheesy, but it was cool. I was like, we got other stuff to be worried about. But I don't know, I guess. Probably my favorite part of the entire episode was, when the Flash and Jesse Quick were chasing Mirror Master through the buildings. Well, really it was the Flash, and then Jesse was supposed to stay where she was supposed to stay, but she didn't. And then got into some trouble with Top. But I thought it was cool. I thought it was really cool to see them going through the mirrors and then chasing. And it was dope. That was probably my favorite part. Caitlin uses her powers, her frost powers. Oh, how and where this is going to go. Will she keep her same personality, or is she going to turn into that evil frost chick? I don't know. I think she's probably going to keep her same personality. She's just going to have mutant powers. And I wish she would just tell everybody. Everybody's got powers in that freaking place except Wally. Maybe she's not telling people because Wally will feel bad. But still, she needs to open up her mouth and deal with it. For real. Because everybody else got freaking mutant powers there. I thought the cool ending was dope. Where they trap the Mirror Master in the mirrors and everything else and get Top and all that good stuff. So, overall, I thought it was a good episode. It was cool. It was a fun episode. The Rogues. The New Rogues. If I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10 episode, I'd probably give it a 7. It was cool. It didn't like the past episodes, but this one did good. All right. So, that's it, people. That's my little review of The Flash, The New Rogues that aired on the 25th of October on the CW. If you want to hear more of our stuff, check out iTunes, and you can subscribe. But all you got to do is search Talking The Flash, and you'll find the shows there. Or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike or my blog, iWatchMike.com. I should just send everybody there. Yeah, just go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. It's probably everything's there. Anyways, in the top little tabs, you'll see the iTunes stuff and all that good stuff. So, yeah, go over there and check that out. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy, T-H-A, because someone had the V. So don't get it confused. And that's it. Have a great Sunday. Sunday fun day. I will talk to y'all really, really, really soon.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.